From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Within hours of the announcement that Britain would be leaving the European Union, world leaders responded. Christine Lagarde is head of the International Monetary Fund.
It will be some time until we know the nature of the future relationship between the United Kingdom and the European Union. In the meantime, it will be important that there be clarity on the negotiation process and that it be carried in as smooth a manner as possible.
Here in the U.S., President Obama spoke while attending a conference in California.
But while the U.K.'s relationship with the EU will change, one thing that will not change is the special relationship that exists between our two nations. That will endure. The EU will remain one of our indispensable partners.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that there is no doubt Britain leaving the EU will be a blow to Europe and to the European unification process. U.S. military has launched its first airstrikes against the Taliban in Afghanistan since President Obama expanded the authorities under which U.S. troops can attack insurgents. Previously, U.S. commanders were authorized only to use airstrikes to protect American ground forces and to protect Afghan forces when they are being overrun by the Taliban or to go after the Islamic State or the remnants of Al-Qaeda. Pope Francis paid tribute to the 1.5 million Armenians killed in 1915 at the Genocide Memorial and Museum in Armenia's capital today. On Friday, he denounced the World War I era mass killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide, a term that enraged Ankara a year ago. This is VOA News. Italian officials say at least 7,000 migrants have been rescued from small boats in the Mediterranean in just 2 days. Italian ships, along with others belonging to Doctors Without Borders, carried out more than 40 rescue operations, pulling people from overcrowded small rubber boats and dinghies. The migrants, believed to be mainly from Arab and sub-Saharan African countries, are trying to reach Europe. International Organization for Migration reports at least 19 Ethiopian migrants have been found dead from suffocation in a containerized truck in Zambia. Victims were among 95 Ethiopians being smuggled from Tanzania into Zambia earlier this week. Lisa Schlein reporting now from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration report says they were crammed into the truck carrying bags of beans and groundnuts. IOM spokesman Joel Millman tells VOA this particular incident was widely reported in the Zambian media.
There were almost 100 in the container. You know, happily, most of them survived, but you can just imagine. I think it was last year or 2 years ago, there was an incident of drowned migrants who were being seen eaten by alligators or crocodiles. So we know it's a really tough migrant route, and some of the casualties have been horrific.
Millman says migrants routinely die while being trafficked, but this incident represents the largest number of known migrant deaths. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Rio de Janeiro has hit another bump in the road as it struggles to get ready to host the Summer Olympics in just 6 weeks. World Anti-Doping Agency has suspended the city's official drug testing laboratory, barring it from performing any tests for 6 months because it has committed what the WADA called procedural errors. The drug lab suspension adds to the problems Brazil is facing for the August 5th opening of the Summer Olympics. For example, the president's impeachment, the Zika outbreak caused by mosquitoes, economic woes, and widespread pollution in the waters around Rio, including some Olympic venues. After a 5-year journey, the spacecraft Juno is nearing its destination, the planet Jupiter. Starting on July the 4th, it will be sending data back to Earth. Scientists hope for insights into Jupiter's origin and nature of both the planet as well as the solar system. Juno was launched in August 2015 and is powered by a giant solar panel. It will be there to map the entire surface of Jupiter over the next 20 months. To get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And don't forget about the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.